Let's talk to Diane James now, the UKIP member of the European Parliament, listening to all of that. There was another poll, Diane, wasn't there, that suggested that Nigel Farage could even lose his parliamentary battle down in Kent. I mean, how could UKIP survive the loss of Nigel?
Well, I'm a bit surprised you picked up on that particular poll rather than the one from Servation that puts us still over 18% in terms of polling at the moment. We're into threat politics. We're into a situation, the environment, where it's attack Nigel and attack UKIP all the time. We're now used to that. There's a question from you, exactly in the same line, same theme. So no surprise at all.
Well, it's scarcely an attack to a poll suggesting Nigel might not win his seat.
Categorically a few weeks ago that if he were not to be elected to the House of Commons, he would stand down.
Mm.
That's fact. He's made that statement.
You dread that possibility?
No, not in the least. We've got a very, very high calibre of individuals within UKIP. Mm. They are frequently on BBC and other media outlets. Suzanne Evans, Patrick O'Flynn, Paul Nuttall, etc. There are people there waiting.
Not
and
just a one-man band,
though. No, not at all. And when the
Maybe you, Diane. Do you fancy
When the leadership race is announced, then I'm sure individuals will put their hats into the ring.
Yeah. Should we call that the first leadership advance from Diane James?
Not at all. I've made it abundantly clear I have no aspirations to be leader of UKIP. Thank you.
Michael Heseltine used to say that before he went for it, by the way. I'm not suggesting you're exactly the same.
Hold me to it then.
Okay, all right. The TV debate on Thursday, that obviously got an awful lot of attention, didn't it? And Nigel Farage got a certain amount of attention.
He didn't.
In a calculated sort of way, quite clearly, I think, with one of his interventions. You'll remember it well, Diane. Mm-hmm. When he used the example of foreigners coming to this country infected with HIV and then getting treatment on the NHS. That polarised opinion. I rather suspect it was meant to polarise opinion. Reaction strongly against it, and no doubt people out there supported it too. Were you quite comfortable with that line of
I was very comfortable. And let's put it into context, please. There's collective amnesia here from both the Labour Party. John Reid in 2004 announced exactly the same policy in terms of restricting access to immigrants if they had HIV. 2014, in terms of the immigration bill proposed by a Tory MP in this instance, with 17 Tory MPs supporting it. Absolutely no outcry in 2004 or in 2014.
But you knew it was called, well, rather, your leader and his team knew that that would cause a reaction before he said these words. He said, this is going to cause a reaction. And why choose HIV, I can't help wondering. Is it because there's a certain stigma that attaches to that particular
affliction? No, let me put into context my background in terms of the healthcare world. We have a situation here in the UK now where individuals are being denied key drugs that could extend their life. In some instances, those products cost between £20,000 and £25,000 per year. We are telling patients with that and their families that they cannot have those drugs.
Yeah.
There was Nigel, quite in terms of straightforward facts, explaining that an HIV
individual... It was a carefully selected fact. I was taking calls on Five Live after that debate. And there were, you know, more than one UKIP supporter was calling in and saying, look, they support the UKIP party, but they were uncomfortable with that. They thought that was an argument that would have been better off not put.
Well, I go back to the point that Nigel stated a fact. He brought that into the arena in terms of where cost savings and support for the NHS could come from and could go. And he dealt with a fact. Now, that's, I think, what our political opponents are very upset about and why they've mobilised this, because they don't want to recognise actually where protecting the NHS budget, actually prioritising the NHS budget, could come from as one source.
Okay.